what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Freeman Gosden. You know, very often at this time of year, a cold slips up on you without any warning. You just wake up some morning and there you are with a real king-size cold. Now, if that happens to you, I wish you would try taking Rexall Anapac. You see, Anapac combines antihistamine with an old, time-tested cold relief formula. And that way you not only get quick relief from cold symptoms, but also from the aches and fever that generally go along with a cold. So if you're suffering from a cold, start taking Anapac as directed on the label. That's A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac, and you'll find it at every Rexall drugstore.
Well, for the past week, the Kingfish, his wife and Sapphire, and his mother-in-law have been planning a vacation to Florida. So Andy was a little surprised when he walked into the Lodge Hall office this afternoon and found the Kingfish with his head in his hands.
Well, Kingfish, you and your mom-in-law and Sapphire all set for the Florida vacation?
Come in, Brother Andy. Come in, boy.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. What's wrong with you? I ain't seen you with such a sad expression since that time back home on Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah, the time you drunk the sheep dip for apple cider.
Oh, and I tell you, boy, I'm miserable. I'm more miserable than the polar bear and a Turkish bath. I'm bad off here.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd be happy. You going on your vacation and everything.
Oh, no, Andy. I done got myself in a big mess again, a big mess.
Yeah, well, what's the trouble, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, well, I got to tell it to somebody. Sit down, son.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. The reason I was in this mess, it started 5 years ago. Sapphire's mama had been out in Chicago, and when she come home, she brung us a present. She come into the apartment, and she said...
There you is, daughter. Ain't it a beauty? A hand-painted ceramic piggy bank. I had it made special.
Look, George, ain't it beautiful? Oh, Mama, the pig must be a foot long. Just look at that big, fat pig.
Yeah, pose for it yourself, Mama.
Watch it, son-in-law, before I wipe that smile off your face right down to the gums.
Don't pay no attention to George, Mama. It's a lovely piggy bank.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought we could all put some change in it every day. Then when it gets full, we'll have a nice nest egg. Now, I'm going to start it off with this dollar's worth of change.
Oh, wait a minute. I got 75 cents here. I'll put that in.
All right, J. Pinhead Morgan. What you got in your pocket?
Well, I had a good day at the pool hall, so... Counting the silver, I got 18 cents here.
Put it in the piggy bank.
All right, all right. What happened now?
George, do you realize we already done saved $1.93?
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's open up the bank now and split it three ways. Come on.
George, you put down that piggy bank. Now, every day, each one of us is going to put all our loose change in the bank.
Well, now, wait a minute. Where is I going to get all this loose change from you talking about around here?
Well, for one thing, you can cut out on them expensive cigars you smoke.
Expensive?
Yes.
Listen, most cigar companies use the fine top leaves. The tobacco in my cigars comes from so far down on the plant, the only one that knows this tobacco best is Gophers.
You know, this is a wonderful idea. Oh, George, you know, if we get enough money saved, we could go on a second honeymoon.
Second honeymoon? Listen, after Marie Antoinette was guillotined, she wasn't in the mood for no second show, I'll tell you that.
Don't you dare knock our marriage. It's been wonderful.
Well, if it has, I wish I'd known about it.
George Stevens, you and me is the happiest couple in town.
All right, shut up. So we're happy.
We had a wonderful time on our honeymoon. We seen Niagara Falls. We was even there when that man went over the falls in a barrel.
Yes, and if I'd have known what I know now, I'd have climbed in the barrel with him.
George Stevens, we're going to save money in this bank for a vacation.
Yes, Mama.
You're going to put change in there every day.
Yes, Mama.
And there won't be any nonsense.
No, Mama. Now, would you mind taking that hammerlock off me? I done swallowed my cigar here.
And that all happened 4 or 5 years ago, huh, Kingfish?
Yes, Ender. Sapphire and her mama have been putting their money in there ever since. And, Ender, tomorrow we opens the pig.
Yeah, well, the three ought to have a nice vacation in Florida, all of you. Less while they was feeding the thing, you was putting the pig on a low-calorie diet.
Listen, Ender, I knew what I'd have to face Sapphire and her mama, so, Ender, I never took nothing out of that pig.
Well, then what you worried about if the money is still in there?
Well, Ender, I think I better explain to you exactly what happened.
Yeah, do that.
Well, Ender, one day after we had been saving for about 2 years, the pig was getting so full that I thought we might have to get another one.
Yeah.
So I turned it upside down to get the name of the manufacturer off the bottom of the pig. And while I was moving the pig around, trying to get a focus on the name, 48 cents fell out.
Well, that could have happened.
Yeah, well, anyway, a few months later, I got admiring the pig again, and I started wondering what the name of the artist was on the bottom of the pig.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I turned it over, and there it was in little bitty writing. Well, I didn't have my glasses, so I started to kind of shake it into focus there. You know what I mean?
Well, how much did you focus out that time?
98 cents. Now, from there on, strange things started to happen.
Strange things?
Yeah, one day I was sitting by myself in the living room. The next thing I know, the little pig had crawled up in my lap. I turned it over to see what the pig's stomach looked like. $1.25. 25-cent piece and a dollar bill.
Yeah, well, wait a minute here. A dollar bill fell out of that little slit?
Well, not exactly, and I tell you what, I was putting on my button shoes at the time, and I just happened to have a button hook in my hand. So between looking for the artist's name, buttoning my shoes, and focusing, there ain't much left in the pig. Now, that's what
you really slimmed him down, huh? But wait a minute here, Kingfish. During the 5 years that Sapphire and her mama, well, they must have picked that thing up. Didn't they notice it was getting lighter?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Andy, every time I took, every time the money fell out, to make up for the weight, to see, well, I put something in there. Well, and when the opening ceremony starts tomorrow, little do Sapphire and her mama know that our pig is going to have a litter of lead washers.
Wait till Sapphire and her mama see them lead washers. What are you going to do?
Well, now listen, Anna, there's only one thing I can do. I'm going to have to tell Sapphire the truth. Give me that phone. This time I'm going to take the bull by the horns.
Yeah. The bull by the horns. That's the best.
Oh, this bull by the horns. That's the only way. Sapphire? Oh, it's you, Mama. Sapphire went where? To the travel agents about to take us to Florida. Now, Mama, about the trip, break open the pig. Now, Mama, about the pig, want me to bring home a hammer? But, Mama, I...
Kingfish, hurry up and take the bull by the horns.
Never mind the bull, Andy. I'm having enough trouble with the old heifer here. yes, Mama. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, Mama. Goodbye, Mama, dear.
Yeah, well, sound like you couldn't tell her the truth. What you going to do now, Kingfish?
Yeah, well, What I going to do, I going over to hardware store, buy myself a hammer.
Oh, to break the pig open with.
Of course not. I going to beat my stupid brains out with it. That's what I...
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall Anapac is a good example. This latest formula from Rexall's men of science combines antihistamine with time-tested pain relievers for complete all-round cold relief. Not only from ordinary cold symptoms, mind you, but also from the muscular aches, soreness, and fever that frequently accompany a cold. Remember that name, Anapac, A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac, and ask for it at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Come in, come in. It's open. Oh, it's you, Kingfish.
Andy, look here. I'm glad I found you home. I done found a way to get out of this mess with the piggy bank. Listen, Andy, the piggy bank has got to be stolen.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. You've been hitting yourself on the head with that hammer already. You can't pull nothing like
now,
that.
Now, look, Andy, look here. I ain't going to do it myself. I got an angle. Now, a fella named Sam opened up a new barbershop down the street. But I hear that his brother was in the burglar business.
In the burglar business?
Yeah. Now, if you and me was to go down to Sam's barbershop and kind of hint around that I got a piggy bank in my apartment with $2,000 or $3,000 in it, why, he'd get the word to his brother, and the brother would probably come up there and snitch the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now I'll go down to the barbershop first, and I'll be getting a shave. Then you come in and start dropping loud hints about how I got $2,000-$3,000 in the piggy bank up in my place. A hint that I is a big Wall Street tycoon. You see, you tell him I is a tycoon and everything is... just once over late, Barber.
Fine, fine. Just swapping the razor.
Yeah, I want to,
excuse me, could I get a haircut, Barber?
Yeah, just take a seat over there on the bench. You're right next after this customer in the chair.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'll sit down... Well, well, look who's here in the chair. If it ain't George Stevens, the big Wall Street spittoon.
Well, 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 if it ain't my banker, Moneybags Brown.
Hey, would you hold still while I'm shaving you?
Say, Mrs. Stevens, I hear you is saving money.
Oh, yes, yeah, who you hear is that, does you, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, and I also hear that you got a piggy bank up at your house with $3,000 in it.
Oops! I'm afraid I kind of nicked you there, sir.
Oh, that's all right, Baba.
Tell me this, Mr. Stevens, you still living at 131 East 168th Street?
What is that?
I say, is you still living at 131 East 168th Street?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same apartment, third floor rear with the busted door. No lock on it. Yeah, that's
the... Oopsie-daisy. I'm sorry. I nicked you again.
Well, think nothing of it. Incidentally, Miss Brown, if you were thinking of visiting me, don't come up tonight.
Well, why shouldn't I come up tonight?
Of course, we's all going to be out tonight, Mr. Brown.
Oh, you all going to be out tonight up at 131 East 168th Street with the busted door.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I guess the piggy bank going to be pretty lonesome up there all alone tonight.
You mean the piggy bank with the $3,000 cash in it?
Oopsie-daisy. I got you again. But I'll just patch that right up, and then I'll be all through.
Yes, all right, Baba.
Yeah. And, by the way, you know, I just couldn't help overhearing your conversation there.
Oh, did you hear that? I didn't realize you was eavesdribbling on us.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yes, you know, it made me a little nervous talking about that bank with all the money in it. I was thinking my brother would certainly like to know about this.
Oh, do he mean his brother who's in the burglary business?
Oh, I think he does, Mr. Brown.
the burglary business? Well, I guess you could call it that. He's a salesman for the Eureka Burglar Alarm Company.
Yeah. Okay, get this sheet off me. I'll get out of here.
Yeah, but I haven't patched you up.
Never mind, never mind. I'll stop by the emergency hospital. They can stitch me. I don't care what...
Kingfish, did you think of something? You've been pacing the floor for an hour.
And there's no way out. Well, we just don't have to steal that pig.
Wait a minute. You done plural there when you should... Get your tenses straight and pass parsnips on me.
Now, listen, Andy, you gotta go wrong. I'll take Sapphire and Mama to the movies tonight. Now, I'll leave the back door open.
Safe at the pictures, why... But listen, I like with the pig pinching.
Yeah, find a mama at the movers at about 10 o'clock tonight. Sneak in there and remove the porcus delecti.
Well, George, it's real nice of you to take us to the movies out last night in town.
Yes, sir. We breaks open the piggy bank tomorrow and wings our way to Florida like the swallows to Capistrano.
Yeah, well, the thought's right, Mama, but I think we might have to flap our way down like the pelicans back to Pimlico.
You know, I think it's wonderful the way we save that money. Oh, the theater's right around the corner here.
Yeah, here we is. Here's the theater. What's playing there?
Oh, look what's playing. A Place in the Sun. We done seen that, ain't we?
No. What we seen was the other picture, Walk in the Sun.
No, you're both wrong. What we...
I just remember what we seed was that other son picture, My Son, My Son.
Oh, we shut up, George Stevens. You done give me a headache.
Montgomery Clift. This is the one we see.
Well, now, wait a minute. No, it ain't. Mother's been in so many sun pictures. Even on it. I tell you, he's bad. Blisters on it. I tell you, he's bad. Let's get on in there.
Oh, I got such a headache. I want to go home.
Well, I'm tired, too.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't go home.
I'm going home.
But you can't go home. I tell you, I won't let you.
George, let her. She wants to go home.
Well, all right.
Come on here, dog.
Well, at least I know what's going to be playing up there when we get home. Death of a Salesman and Murder My Sweet.
Now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Today, practically multivitamin conscious, but there are so many conflicting claims about formulas that to remove any doubt... I keep urging my customers to take...
Rexall Plenamins.
Lady, you are so right. But can you tell them why?
You bet I can. In one of the best balanced formulas money can buy, Rexall Plenamins give you 11 important vitamins, including red vitamin B12, plus liver concentrate and iron.
Not only that, ma'am, but Plenamins are individually sealed and foiled wrapped. You merely tear off the daily dosage... and the guaranteed potency of all the rest remains sanitarily protected.
Yet with all these advantages, Plenamins cost you only pennies per day.
So remove all doubt. Change to Rexall Plenamins. That's Plenamins, Plenamins. And you can get them at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
We got the bank, Andy. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, take it easy, Calhoun. I think I'll sit down here in the Kingfish's kitchen for a minute.
Wait a minute, Andy. Wait a minute. We got the piggy bank. Now, come on, let's get on down the fire escape here. I'm scared.
Look here, look. There ain't nothing to be nervous about. Kingfish has got Sapphire and her mama safe at the movie.
I know that, but I'm still nervous. I'd jump out in a bullfrog with his tail in a light socket. That mother-in-law of Kingfishers is a mean old lady.
Oh, take it easy, Calhoun. Now, look here. While we're here in the kitchen, I think I better check the icebox. See if it needs defrosting or anything.
Andy, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Oh, listen now. Wait a minute. Let's see what they got in the icebox here. Calhoun.
Yeah?
Look at this beautiful roast chicken.
Never mind.
Oh, that's a pretty thing there.
Oh.
Uh-oh. They done overcooked it. Oh. The leg just fell off in my hand.
Listen, Andy. Never mind the chicken. Suppose them two old turkeys walked in here.
Listen, Calhoun. The Kingfish is too smart to let anything like that happen. Now relax, Calhoun. Well, look here. This dumpling just fell off in my other hand.
I can't help it, Andy. I just can't help it. I got a strange feeling in the pit of my stomach. The last time I felt like this, I was out hunting, and 5 minutes later, my bird dog come back with a stick of dynamite in his mouth.
Relax, Calhoun. Ain't nothing going wrong.
Oh. George, why did you let that last bus go by?
Well, I didn't like the looks of it, honey. It was too crowded.
Well, what about the one before that? There was hardly anybody in that.
I know. I didn't want to be lonely on the way home.
George Stevens, you is acting awful funny.
Oh, never mind the bus. I want to get home. George, call us a taxi.
Yeah, but Mama, the expense, sir.
You heard me. Call a cab.
Well, all right. Taxi. Taxi.
Oh, get out of my way. I'll do it. Taxi!
Holy mackerel, they're coming from all directions here.
Andy Brown, will you stop nibbling on them dumplings? I got the jailiest chill running down my spine.
Look, Calhoun, now be quiet. Be quiet. We got the piggy bank. Ain't nothing to worry about. Now, we'll be out of here long before they get home.
I know it, Andy, but I just can't forget about that hunting trip and my poor bird dog. It was just about this time the dynamite let loose.
The dynamite let loose?
Yeah. Next thing I know, that dog was pointing at birds all in 12 different directions.
Calhoun, we are safer here than this chicken is.
I don't.
Well, we are home at last. Hurry up and get up them steps, George.
Yeah, well, I'll go first so that you won't stumble on nothing in the dark here.
Hurry up there, man. Hurry up.
Oh, me, I gotta figure some way to warn Andy and Calhoun. We're coming round the mountain when we come. Mama's gonna beat your brains out when she comes around. Oh,
George, what do you do?
Oh, nothing. I just humming to myself here.
Well, stop humming and get up them steps.
Oh, the shrimp boats is coming, so get out tonight. Oh,
George, will you stop that and get the door open?
Yeah, let me see here with my key.
Well, what's the trouble now?
Well, now I got the key in, but I can't get it out there. I say I can't get out of there!
Get out of my way.
Oh, holy smokes. Oh, look, the pig is gone.
How do you know I ain't opened the door yet?
Well, I just had a pre-ammunition, you know. Well, we go back in the kitchen and see here.
What's going on in here?
Oh, look, honey, look. You see, the air's gone. Right off the top of the icebox.
Oh, George, with all our savings.
Oh, our trip to Florida ruined.
Yes, a shame, ain't it? Just a shame.
There's somebody at the back door. I wonder who it is.
Yeah, so do I. I'll see you. What can I, officer, something wrong?
Well, when I was patrolling my beat, I noticed two men coming down the fire escape from your window here. One had a large piggy bank under his arm, the other carried a gun.
Did you catch the men's officer?
No, I didn't.
Good. I mean, well, that's a shame you didn't get them.
No, they escaped. When I started after them, they ran down an alley and got over the fence. One of them dropped this piggy bank and the other dropped his gun. I know you'll be very happy to get this piggy bank back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, officer. Just wonderful.
Yes, the only thing is, when I picked up what I thought was the gun, it turned out to be this chicken leg.
Now, listen, Sapphire. I called you down here to tell you the whole story, because I was afraid that what you'd do to the poor kingfish when you opened that pig up tomorrow and found the money was gone.
Amos, I don't know what I'll do to him, pulling a dirty trick like this on us.
taking the money we were saving for our vacation.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sapphire. I'm trying to explain it to you. After all, you know is the kingfish, and, well, you and your mama is partly to blame. Putting temptation in front of him and then asking him to get money every day, and then, well, you're leaving that bank there full of money.
But, Amos, how could he have done this to us? Why, it was over $200.
Well, Sapphire, Kingfish say he used that money for emergencies. Hmm. Now, I know for a fact that a couple of times he did pay the rent with it, and he did use a lot of it for personal things, too. Well, he shouldn't have done it, but that's the Kingfish, and you know him. So go easy with him, will you, Sapphire, just this once?
Well, I really should have known better. But, Amos, the bank has always felt so heavy. It felt just like it was full of money.
Sapphire, there ain't nothing in there but lead washers. Now, what is you going to do?
Amos, I know just how I'm going to handle this thing.
Yeah, Brother N, I tell you what I done. I went down to Joe's pawn shop and I pawned my watch. I sold 2 suits of clothes, my winter overcoat, my extra pair of shoes, and my gold ring and the studs for my full dress suit.
Hmm.
Sold the whole mess. I got $300. And I broke it down into change and put it into piggy bank.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Kingfish. Now you're talking. That's the thing to do. Now, at least, you're going to be safe when they opens that pig tonight.
Yeah, and now going home and open the bank with Sapphire and Mama. They'll never know now that I tricked them, you see, Anna?
Yeah. Well, I'll say one thing. It's a lucky thing that you're going to Florida. Because now that you done sold all your winter clothes, you're going to be shivering till you get below Jacksonville, aren't you?
Well, Mama and Sapphire, I was home. I brought the hammer. Now let's break the bank open.
Listen, George, I found out the truth today. You ain't got to put on an act no more.
Yes, we know all about it.
Yeah, well, what is you two talking about? Let's open the piggy bank, get the money out.
George, I wanted to save you a lot of embarrassment and explaining. I know the bank was full of lead washers, so me and Mama sold it to the junk dealer for $2.
Oh, no!
Fight acid indigestion 4 ways. Take Bismarex. Bismarex, a Rexall exclusive, is carefully compounded to work in a continuous relay. Excess stomach acidity is often neutralized in less than 1 minute. Then, other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease gastric distress and leave a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membranes. Take a tip from Wilcox, friends. If you want fast and prolonged relief from acid indigestion, try Bismarex. That's Bismarex. Bismarex, sold at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your Rexall family drugstore. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
For the one woman in 10 with sensitive skin,
there's Carinome hand cream. Yes, like all of Carinome's specially designed beauty aids, it's hypoallergenic, pure, mild, safe for most sensitive skins. It softens, beautifies, protects. Try Carinome hand cream.
As advertised in Vogue, Ladies Home Journal, Woman's Home Companion, McCall's, and sold at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present The Amos and Andy Show. Stay tuned for the Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.